connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning. This is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, radio for the imagination. Thank you so much for helping us to celebrate creating and stories, and I hope that our stories will lead you to find some art this week. You know, last week I talked about the value of engaging the tortoise brain in the practice of making progress. Accomplishing any hard goal requires the mindset that you will allow yourself to start with teeny, tiny, itty-bitty baby steps. And so it's all about the progress principle. The more you feel like you can make progress, the more you will. So for today's show, I was trying to come up, what should I talk about in the opening in my, what I call my Art Matters section? I grabbed the book Creativity, A Short and Cheerful Guide by the great and one and only John Cleese. And I grabbed that from my desktop and I thought, well, I'll see what, you know, just pop open to some place to see what idea I can launch into for the start of the show. I randomly opened up the book and read the words, Harebrain, H-A-R-E, brain. I thought, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I need to be talking about. And I love when life delivers those random, wonderful things for you. It was such a great happenstance. And this chapter is called Harebrain, Tortoise Mind. So we're on the right track. There must be something to that, right? It's lasted for a long time in that Aesop's fable of the tortoise and the hare. And this chapter, I love this idea. Here's the quote. A word of warning. When you're trying to be creative, there's a real lack of clarity during most of the process. Did you hear that? A real lack of clarity during the process. And it's not just part of the process. He says most of the process. And I think this is something that we often miss, that we expect so much that we can immediately go from, I think I want to that's a great idea. But there are a lot of steps in between. And I love that he says this because our job as creators isn't necessarily to have a finished product, but it's to get comfortable with the process, with the not knowing, with the feeling weird, getting stuck, doubting yourself, wondering if you're a fraud, struggling to make sense of an idea, unsure if it's best to accept or reject the idea in front of you, working hard to build your confidence. And there is hardly ever a crystal clear pathway and crystal clear guidelines for engaging with the creative process. And that's what makes it hard, because there isn't anybody who can give you a prescription or give you a plan or a point-by-point way to get to where you want to go. So that's what you have to accept if you're engaging in your imagination and trying to make a something. So when this is what John Cleese advises for us to not rush. Let these new notions of yours slowly become clearer and clearer and clearer. So it's not that it happens immediately. There's a step, you know, just it takes time to get from the first clarity to the next step, to the it's a little more clear, to it's you're starting to find your way. You are in that moment not to figure out what to do with that new idea, but to wait for the next new idea. That's when your harebrain gets to jump into the process, and that's H-A-R-E, although it's kind of a funny thing to think about your hair standing up on end and harebrain. I like that. Maybe that's an image that'll help you remember that. This side of the brain can start all its analysis and gathering information, researching, measuring the idea, and checking out the qualities and even the quantities of this thought. What are the brilliant parts, and what are the elements to reject? That's what the harebrain does. It does that analysis. Then, after you've done that, you can go back into tortoise mind to take the good parts and ponder some more. This is the brain toggle that helps you hone your ideas to unearth the gem of an idea, the original thing you've been searching for in the process. And here's his final piece of advice. Tortoise mind, hare brain, they need each other, but keep them separate. I think that's so lovely. And I hadn't heard it phrased that way before. So thank you, John Cleese, for bringing that to our attention. Again, the book, it's a gem of a little book. It is called Creativity, A Short and Cheerful Guide by John Cleese. So I just love that book. And I want to thank all our listeners on Art Zany Radio, too. I hope that every week that the conversations on the show help you to jumpstart engaging with the imagination, exploring the world of art, sharing these tools that I share help to ease the process of creating, and all of these things inspire all kinds of artistic somethings. The act of creating a something is within all of us. So thank you for joining me on Art Zany Radio today. My guest today is Sarah Stowell. She is the festival director of the Lakeville Art Festival. That is a glorious festival. I can't wait to talk to her about it. It happens this weekend, September 18th and 19th of 2021, from 10 to 5 on both days at the Lakeville Area Arts Center, which is located at 20965 Holyoke Avenue. And from Northfield, it might be a 15-minute drive at the most, depending if you come from the south, maybe it's 20 minutes, but if you're in the north of town, it's 15 minutes. And it is truly one of the finest art fairs. It says in their promo, south of the river, but I hesitate to say in the upper Midwest. I'll say that. But it's one of my favorites to go to. It's in downtown Lakeville, and we'll go through some of the things that are happening there so much. So I want to welcome Sarah to Art Zany Radio.
Good morning, Paula.
It's such a pleasure to have you. I feel like it has been years because we've had some other folks come down and talk about the art festival, but you and I have always been in touch and connected each September, or maybe even August, as everything unfolds.
Yes.
Remind our listeners a little bit about your story, about who you are and how you spend your time and when you're not working at the Lakeville Arts Festival, and anything you want to share about yourself and your story with the Lakeville Arts Festival.
Oh, wow. Wow, I'm not as exciting as you.
Oh, everybody has something in their world.
I started out at the Lakeville Art Festival as a volunteer. My neighbor pulled together a few of us and said, let's all wear a fun hat and go volunteer at the art festival this weekend. And we said, okay, that sounds like fun. And we did have so much fun that I've been involved with it ever since. And you know what? I've lost track of how many years that's been, but I would say definitely over 10 years.
Oh, that's now. Really yeah. Wonderful. Yay, neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, honestly. And you know who that neighbor was? Shelley Carney.
Oh, who's been on?
Who has been the director previous to me. So bless you, Shelley.
Yeah.
Thank you. So moving to Lakeville, it was a great way to get involved, meet people, being part of the art festival. I eventually started doing the Young at Art tent, so I ran that tent for years, which I loved. Loved watching young people use their creative minds to make whatever their heart desired. Didn't matter to me, just make something.
Mm-hmm.
And so fascinating to see what they came up with. So I basically lived in the Young at Art tent the whole weekend, and then I would pop out at the end and run around and say, I need to buy things.
Right.
So that was a wonderful experience. And then when Shelley was ready to step down, she asked me if I would take over as director, and I did so. The same year, in fact, that Joe Massey-Archin, who runs the entire Arts Center, started as the manager. So I was telling you this morning, it was really the blind leading the blind the first year with Joe and I. But we luckily had Carla Hartman in the office to help us, who's been there for years and is wonderful. And it's been a fabulous experience. So I feel very lucky to be involved with it.
How many years have you been the festival director then?
I think this is my fifth.
Oh, bravo.
Yeah.
And so now do you feel like you got a little bit of some of the expectations and, you know, processes and
definitely
things?
Much more relaxed.
Yeah, because tonight is the, or today is the night before
yes.
the festival, which can, there can always be, a, no matter how yes. much planning you do, how many things you think you've got organized, there's a flurry of something.
Oh my goodness, isn't that the truth? So yeah.
So thank you for being here on this day when things are popping for you. I appreciate it. But we want to make
Absolutely.
Sure and get the message out about this art festival, which we were trying to remember the how many years it's been. We'll say over 15.
Yeah, I think it's 17 or 18.
It's
we were saying we lose a year with COVID sometimes.
Exactly.
Even though, you know what, we were one of the very few festivals that went on last year.
I know.
That was fun and exciting.
And you can do that because, you know, most of it happens outdoors.
Yes. And you know what? People were wonderful last year. We did have a mask. I shouldn't call it a rule, but we encouraged people to mask last year. That was the rule here in Minnesota that the Department of Health put out. And people follow that. I would say 99% of people were fine. They were wonderful with that. And it was just a great weekend. And so fun for the artists to finally be able to come out and sell and talk to people.
Yes.
Because so many of them didn't have that opportunity the entire year last year. So.
No, I think I met some artists last week at the Riverfront Fine Arts Festival here in Northfield that said, you know, this was only their second show since 2019, right?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that crazy?
They had not been able, you know, right. to do that. And for many of them, that's their livelihoods.
Yes.
And so it's really wonderful that you were able to do that. And, you know, this, how would you describe the Lakeville Arts Festival? Somebody says, oh, I've never been. What should I know about it?
Ooh. I think of it as a celebration of art. So all different types of mediums of art. Whether it be clay, glass, wood, jewelry, as well as music, right? For all ages, that's the beautiful thing about it, too. So whether your two-year-old wants to go paint in the art tent for kids, or you're an older person who wants to sit down and paint with your grandchild maybe even, that's a wonderful place to do it. I would say it's an accessible, friendly, beautiful setting.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about that too. It's just very welcoming. I feel like it's a very welcoming atmosphere. The artists, from my experience, are all kind, generous people who work together. If anybody needs something, the artist next door is helping them out. These are just really wonderful people that I feel fortunate to welcome and host in Lakeville.
Well, and I want to add one other word that I think is essential to what happens at the Lakeville Art Festival, and that's community. You mm-hmm. absolutely get a sense that the whole community is coming together to celebrate the arts and to be a part, whether that's, you know, being a sponsor or being a volunteer or, you know, being there to help the artists. There's just a really great sense of everybody's in it. You know, yes. We're all helping to make this a great
yes.
day.
Yes, we are so fortunate. We have some sponsors that have been with us the entire time that this festival has been running, and we're so thankful for them and their support. And some of them are in-kind donations. We have Cornerstone Coffee Center that does beautiful printing, and mm-hmm. Linda Schwamm could not be easier to work with. She's wonderful. We also have Helm Electric that's been doing our electric since the inception of the art festival.
Yeah, everybody
so
needs
thankful for that, right?
Lights and
yes, and garbage, right? So DSI, you know, DSI LSI, they have been helping with that for years. And you know, you don't think about things like that there have to be garbage cans out around the grounds, things
Absolutely.
Like that,
and they need to be changed.
Yes, yes, and so things like that. Also, though, the Lakeville Rotary, the Lakeville Lions. So it really is a community. Project Belzer's is there, Safety Signs this year. So we really do have some wonderful sponsors, and we're so thankful for them.
Yeah, it does take a lot to put together yes. a successful festival.
Yes.
Now, I know you don't call yourself an artist,
but
you have been a supporter of the arts for you know, a long time. And I would imagine being in that environment, you've learned something about, you know, what it takes to be a successful artist, or, you know, what you know, the community has learned about the creative process. Or tell me some of your sort of like overview ideas of, you know, and I think some of that might be what makes it such a successful place.
As far as the festival or being an artist?
Oh, you could approach it either way, because maybe it's both.
It depends on who you talk to artist-wise. I feel like some artists approach it and think of it as, if I'm going to be successful, I need to follow this path and think of it as a business, like I'm going to a job, even if my job is in my home studio. There are artists that say, nope, I am going to work from 8 to 5, and they go into their studio, and they very much focus on what they're doing for those hours. And there are other artists who are not doing that necessarily, but are still producing beautiful artwork, but not as focused in the way that they manage their time, I would say. Mm. Some artists take a year to make one piece. Mm. Other artists are able to, you know, grab that inspiration that they have and motivation and just make something really, I shouldn't say quickly, I'm sure it's never quick.
No, but they've figured out a way, yes, to be able to make the process, yes, so that they can support, you know, their, yes, their business, as you said.
Absolutely. And I guess it is a process, just like you talked about this morning with the tortoise and the hare. I feel like every artist has a different process that they go through, mm-hmm, and it changes. And as they create and as they try new things, it changes. You know, we have an artist who actually won Best of Show a couple of years ago, Olga Krasavska, and she completely changed her process. She went from painting scenes that look like bistros in Europe, and now she's doing completely modern artwork. I mean, completely changed it. And she was so excited to debut it at the Lakeville Art Festival one year. And so, you know, wow.
Well, yeah, and I think you said something super essential, is I think that there's a thought that, okay, once I master it, but there isn't ever a mastering of it. Mm-mm. I think every time you look at it at a canvas, every time you open up a page, yes, every time you touch the clay, every time you take out your saw, whatever tools, you have to approach each one that you, and it builds. Of course, you get a little bit more comfortable, but each one will teach you something or take you,
absolutely,
somewhere.
Absolutely. And it's a science, just like in science. Sometimes the best things that we learn from, quote, mistakes, right? So maybe something didn't work the way an artist thought it would, but they thought, oh, wow, look at that. I'm going to use that. What I just learned in my next piece, you know. So it's trial and error, and it really takes a special person to keep trying new things, right?
And to be
comfortable. And keep reaching for that. And the thing about an art festival, you know, we're going to have 85 different artists in Lakeville. And the wonderful thing, whether you're a visitor or an artist, is being surrounded by all that creativity and all those different processes really get the wheels turning in your brain and get you to think a little bit differently. And you never know what you're going to take home with that, you know, from that. So
exactly. Whether it's, you know, that you decide to try some art, or you decide to run a meeting a little bit different,
yeah,
or you take a class or engage,
yeah,
in, you know, go to a show as an audience member or make a donation.
Yeah.
You never know where that's going to take you.
Oh, absolutely. So absolutely.
I think that's pretty great. A great story to share. I know one thing you've done in the past is you've had a youth tent. And so have you ever followed, you know, in touch with some of those students or young artists, budding artists that have gone to, you know, to the Lakeville Art Festival and then moved on?
And as an artist?
Yeah.
Not specifically, but I will say, you know, I watch kids, like, say, from my neighborhood in Lakeville start out coming to the tent and then volunteering eventually. You know what I mean? And so that's been so fun to watch that happen. And just really loving being there. My kids are all in college right now.
Oh, wow.
Or they would probably be in the youth art tent helping out this weekend. So those memories that they have are just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And for parents, you know, having a place to take your young child, maybe older child even, and say, here's some paint and a brush. We don't always do that anymore at home. Some people don't want that paint in their house. I get that. One time I came home and my daughter had painted herself green.
Oh,
like there was more green on her than there was on the piece of paper. My husband was in charge. No, just kidding.
Yeah, no, I had an incident with my kids too, where, and I think about this a lot. I can't remember what happened. They were maybe 5 or something, and I'd gone upstairs to go do something, and they were downstairs with the easels and the paint.
Yeah.
And it naturally went from the easel to the wall to the carpet. And, you know, it wasn't 5 minutes. I came back and it was like, what have you done?
Exactly. So this is a relatively safe place.
And I do remember taking my kids when they were young to the Lakeville Art Festival. What a joy it was, because I think you had all kinds of little stations. So whether it wasn't painting you wanted to do, but you wanted to do some beading or I think we were making some, what are they called? With some CDs and strings.
Catchers.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and that's a spirit that anyone who, is a little older needs to, capture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we really do get all ages in there, which is really fun to see. We have a new director of that art tent this year. His name is Ryan Jones, and he's a young man who's doing his student teaching in art in Lakeville right now. So perfect person to do it. And he's going to have a station for puppets.
Oh.
And then a station for some beading activities, and then another station for painting. So it'll be, I think, really fun for kids.
And although it's called the youth tent, I think
it's called Young at Art.
Young at Art, exactly. Okay, so it's not just for any kiddos.
Oh, gosh, no. We say 0 to,
115.
And I should mention the Lakeville Rotary is sponsoring that tent this year. So thank you, Lakeville Rotary.
Yes, thank you. Because it is really a fun thing. And I think I like, too, just being at the festival, because sometimes the works are drying in the evergreens.
Yes.
It adds to the atmosphere.
Absolutely, right?
So we have so much to talk about with this show. Let's talk a little bit about how you get this set up. How do the artists get selected, and how do you think about it? As you're planning ahead, and especially in this year when you're planning ahead and you're not even sure what's going to happen.
Exactly, it's been trickier the last couple of years. That's for sure. What we've gone to now is an online process. There is an online application called Zapplication, and artists are able to form their own. I want to say website, their own login area, and they can put in all of their personal information, like boring things like address and that kind of thing, phone number, website, but also an artist statement and then images of their work.
Mm.
Once they build that platform, which is free on Zapplication, which we call Zap for short, they're able to apply to an art festivals all over the country.
Oh, this is a new process. I'm unaware of this. What a great idea.
Yeah, Zap isn't the only one out there doing this, but it's the one that we started with a few years ago. It makes it easier for everybody in some respects. Is once you build your own little platform in there as an artist, you can use that. You can tweak it a little bit depending on where you're going.
But you don't have to mm-mm. find slides of your
work
or resubmit to every one you're interested in.
And payment is all online.
Mm.
So that's easier too than the check situation that we used to go through. and so it's really made it easier, I think, for both us and for the artists. So anyway, our application usually opens specifically for our festival in January. So I try to get it out around the first of the year and send out a little Happy New Year email saying it's open. And
that's a good note for people to think, even though it's happening in September, you have to be planning, probably. So if you're the artist, now would be the time to be putting together that.
Exactly. And I've had actually quite a few emails in the last week of artists who are interested. So, and sent them all this information. And then by May 15th or so, mid-May, is when we say, okay, the gate's closed. Everybody who's applied has applied. And then we have a 3-person jury, sometimes 4, depending. If we have 60 people who are, let's say, jewelers that apply to the art festival, I usually pull in a juror, jewelry juror, in order to have somebody with a little bit more expertise in that area, looking at just that specific medium. We've only had to do that a couple of times. Right now, we've been really fortunate to find jurors who have a really broad base and a really deep base of understanding of all the different mediums and how an art festival should be run, et cetera. So we've been really fortunate. And we've had 3 jurors the last couple of years. So they go in, They do not get to see the artist's name when they look to see what they're doing. Or any of the other information about where they're from. None of that. They only see the artist's statement and they see the artist's images. So each artist gives us four images of their work and then one booth shot, we call it. Here's what my booth looks like.
So you also know that they are aware of what's required to be in an art festival.
Right, because that's a big deal.
Yes, you have to have an ability to merchandise. That's not the right word.
To present your work in a way that's becoming.
Yes, and inviting.
Yes, inviting. That's exactly right. And that's an art in itself.
I know there's a lot to the business of art,
yes.
And you have to have that experience. And I think that the Lakeville Arts Festival has been very consistent in attracting really high quality works. And so I would bet it's a little hard because you probably can't accept everybody
the
that
worst
applies.
Part is saying no. That's my job, and it's not my.
Oh, you have to call the ones that didn't.
Yeah, the worst part of my job.
Mm.
But we've been really fortunate. I can't remember. I want to say we had close to 150 people at least apply this year. And considering that we're still in COVID, I felt really good about that number. We probably had in our 2 years ago closer to 180, I would say. But then we had 100 artists coming too. So I think in the next couple of years when COVID hopefully has...
Fingers crossed.
that will make a difference as well. So yeah, so we have 85 artists. We had close to 150 applications. So that was a lot of people I had to say no to. But then a lot of people I was excited to say yes to too. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, that's part of what you need to be aware of as an artist. And to keep striving to improve. And I think that's important. And it also allows people to know that the work that's there is, been through that process selected for its quality, for its, how it fits in. So, like you said, you cannot have 80 jewelers out of 85. That would not be a great festival unless it was a jewelry show.
I know. We've talked about doing something like that, yeah.
That might be a possibility in the future. And so I think that's really, really wonderful to hear. And so 85 artists, you might think, I think that's about the perfect number. And you have, if people haven't been up to the Lakeville Area Arts Center, it's this really, I don't know. It's just such a lovely grounds. There's big mature trees. It's kind of in this half circle, so it's easy to navigate.
Yeah.
Especially in the fall, sometimes we get color. This year, it doesn't look like there's going to be that beautiful color, but it's a doable festival
Absolutely.
In that terms.
Absolutely. It's free, which is always nice.
Yes,
right?
We should mention that.
And I feel like that isn't normal anymore, I shouldn't say for art festivals, but for other things similar to this, like flea markets, et cetera, you're paying to get into them nowadays. And
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Mm. And so I think it's really nice that it's free. You can just walk in and look around. You mm-hmm. don't have to spend any money. Of course, we want you to. The artist probably wouldn't like me saying that. They depend on this to make their living. So I know people that get all their Christmas presents at the Lakeville Art Festival every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful place to do things like that. Wedding gifts, to find something interesting that they can keep the rest of their life. Even we have a gal this year who does dog portraits. So if you, have a dog that you love so much and you love to have somebody paint them, she would be fabulous.
Oh, fun.
So, it's a great place to come for gifts. And I would also say that a lot of artists will work with you. Maybe I can't, I have to wear post earrings. And so I have asked artists, can you make this into a post for me? And they will. I won't say everybody will do that. But if you want something in a certain color, they're usually very... they have the ability to do that, and they're usually happy to do things.
Well, and that's something. The artist is there, so you can ask questions.
Yes.
And like you said, some may have too much of a backup and not able to accommodate you, but it's always available. You can ask. I'm looking for something with this color stone, or you never know, and they
Absolutely.
Might have more inventory back in their studio, or But I love being able to engage with the artists and kind of ask questions about. How did you get that color?
Yes.
Or I've never seen that shape before.
Exactly.
And that really intrigues me.
Yep.
They're always willing.
Oh my gosh. So friendly. So willing. Absolutely. This is not, you know, going to a big box store and buying something made in China by a machine at all. I mean, these people, when you look at what you're holding or looking at, they made it with their hands, which is really amazing in itself. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's a living, breathing person standing there in front of you that you can talk to and ask them questions, it's really something that we don't get to experience as much anymore that we may have in the past. So it's a really special experience, I think, going to the art festival for that.
Absolutely. Folks, if you're tuning in, this is Art Zany Radio for Your Imagination. I'm Paula Granquist. I'm here with Sarah Stoll, and we're talking about the Lakeville Art Festival, which is this weekend, September 18th and 19th, which I can't even believe it's already the 18th of September, 2021, from 10 to 5, both days. And it happens rain or shine. We've got our fingers crossed.
It's looking wonderful.
Look, as you get closer, you get to know that. So it's just a really glorious weekend and a chance to go and experience all of these beautiful artists, over 85. But then if you combine all of the food and music and other things that are happening, there's probably over 100 different places to visit.
Absolutely.
And that is located at the Lakeville Area Arts Center, 20965 Holyoke Avenue. And the website is lakevilleartcenterfriends.org/art-festival. So there's a link on our website under the Art Zany Radio post as well, so you can double click on that. And I encourage you to do that, because I tell you, I got lost in your website and lost track of time.
Oh, good.
In a good way. In a good way. Like, I would click on that artist and I would say, oh, I've never seen work like that. And so I would go read their bio and then I would go back. And, you know, your website is absolutely just, it's inspiring just to even look at the website. And that's only, one to four samples of each artist's work.
Yeah.
So tell us, you mentioned that had been updated.
Yes, and we've been talking about doing that for years. And this year we finally did it. Christina Murtau, who's local in Lakeville with Ensemble Creative, she helped with that. Her company did that for us. Joe Messiarchin and I worked with her on that. And it's been she's made it a wonderful experience, of course. It's really, I feel it's great for us to be able to put more than one image per artist on our website. So we're giving them their due. We're also hoping, though, to go back in time and put images of artists who have been at the art festival in previous years on our website.
Oh,
so
fun.
Our goal is the fact that maybe you say, you know, I bought this clay platter in 2018 from an artist. Who was it? And you can go back in and kind of research and say, oh, yep, that was William Kaufman.
Mm.
I'm going to go to his website, because not only is the artist statement in there as well as images of their work, but their websites are in there with direct links. So if you see something this weekend and then later think, oh, that'd be such a great Christmas gift, it's easy to find that artist in our website.
What a great bonus for those artists that are in the festival to be able to have that, because that does happen. You know, you think, I wasn't sure if I should get that, and I decided not to, and now
all the time.
Oh, I wish I would have. And then it's hard to, because it's really hard to remember, and sometimes you collect the card, but then that doesn't always, you know, you can't put your finger on it right away. So I'm thrilled. That'll be coming.
Yeah. So, and we will also hopefully have more information about food vendors and musicians on there. But we do have our schedule of events. So all the musicians that are scheduled are on there, all the food vendors.
I think that's one thing that's really fun about the festival is that you can spend the entire day there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's very easy to do, because there's lots of really fun food trucks and vendors, which, you know, not every festival has that. And really, you know, interesting. Is there something you're looking forward to in that?
Oh, I hate to play favorites, but I am really a sucker for wood-fired pizza.
Oh, and that's...
And we have a local man, Mike Ketcher, who makes our wood-fired pizza with white oak pizza, and it is absolutely delicious.
Yum.
Just delicious. So I'm already salivating, thinking about eating one of those. We also have the lemon that comes up from Iowa. They make fresh squeezed lemonade in different flavors. They also make iced coffee. It's going to be hot on Sunday. I think they're going to do very well. We have Hometown Creamery that makes the most delicious ice cream. Groveland Confections, which make fabulous hand-dipped chocolates.
I can vouch for that. They were here at the RFAF, the Riverfront Fine Arts Festival, and we took some home, and
oh my gosh,
their brownie was just spectacular.
Yeah. It's hard to walk past that booth. Yes. I'm a chocoholic, so it's really hard for me. We also have like Baldy's Barbecue coming. One of our local people in Lakeville who make fabulous barbecue. We have Cal Sessions. If you've never had their potatoes, you really should come just for those. They're delicious.
Is that the one that has the egg rolls too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Their egg rolls are really good.
Yes. Yes. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. And we have Plate coming this year. They're out of Prior Lake. So really local people in general, Plate makes fabulous food. They're going to have things like street tacos and that type of fare.
What I love about what you're saying is it sounds like, you know, for kids too, there's accessible food, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I can see.
You need that.
Right. It keeps the kids, you know, they get hungry. It's not good to be at the festival.
And a wide variety of food. We also have Euros. So, you know, there's a wide variety of things to choose from. And then we have live music on the stage in that area as well, which is really fun.
And are you going to have the wine this year?
We have a wine and beer tent. Okay. Thank you. Always very important. You can't go without wine and beer. Lakeville Liquors does our Lake Vinery and Hops tent, we call it. So yes, a wide selection of wine and beer will be available too. So it's going to be a great...
So you can look at a few artist booths, come back, have a snack, go out, you know, and there's a little playground by the school there that my kids used to love to hang out in. So we take turns doing that. And
oh, for sure.
It's for every age. I love that. It's also, I mentioned the word community because I really, even as a person just visiting, I just get a great sense of the spirit of the community being present in the place. And maybe it's because, don't they have usually like same colored t-shirts or some sort of way that you can indicate?
Yes.
And they seem to be everywhere, you know, which is great because you have a lot of people who want to help.
Yes. Oh, so fortunate that way. Wonderful committee too that helps put everything together. Really could never complain about that at all. We also have a silent auction on Saturday. We have a lot going on, Paula. Oh my gosh.
You do?
We have artist demonstrations going on. We have a man who will be doing Raku. So it's just a fabulous place to come and watch, you know, someone throw a pot on a wheel, or to watch Raku is a completely different type of clay process, which is really fun to see. So that's fabulous as well. Paul Imholt will be there with his traveling music contraption. He has a huge cart on wheels that he rolls around the grounds and plays just about anything. The man can play anything. When you say artist, let me tell you. I mean, he can pull out a pair of spoons and play them, and it's amazing. I don't know how he does that.
Oh, I haven't seen him, so that'll be fun.
He has like almost a harpsichord like contraption. Oh. He'll pull out a banjo. I mean, he just pulls all kinds of musical instruments out of this cart and plays them beautifully. So that's a treat. And he's there both Saturday and Sunday all day. So we're very lucky to have him.
Wonderful. And there's usually a community art project that happens.
There is usually a community
art
project.
And I love, you know, I think, you know, just for everybody to be able to say, you know, I put that green, you know, splotch on the back of the horse, you know, when you
had,
you know, like you can say, I was a part of that.
Yes.
And so that is as a tradition that continues.
Yes. And I would say it's fun to walk around the art center, whether it's inside or outside. We're trying not to have too many people inside this year because of COVID. But if you come down on another day, absolutely come inside and look around. But just walking around the outside of the building, you can see numerous projects that we've done year after year as community art projects. And it's really fun to walk around and see those.
Do you know what this year's project is? Or is it a surprise that's
to
be revealed?
I do know what this year's project is.
Can you give us a hint?
This is a tough one because the deal is we have the moose. That's what you were thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, I had the wrong animal.
Oh, no worries. So we have this life-size moose that we painted, I want to say 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we were planning to do a sailboat similar to that.
Ooh.
So about the same size as the moose, but it would be a sailboat and that would be placed in Lakeville. And just because of the water theme, that was the plan. However, thank you, COVID, because it was ordered probably 6 months ago and we still don't have it.
Oh, That is a huge bummer.
It's a huge bummer.
But we can, you can put it down as coming in the near future.
Coming in 2022, hopefully sailing into Lakeville by 2022. But in place of that, we did have a small community art project last year with rocks and painted rocks to do like a river of painted rocks in one area of our grounds. So we're going to continue with that. And we also have birdhouses that people are encouraged to paint, and we're going to put those on kind of supports all along one side of our building. So I think that'll look marvelous. It's something fun that we came up with at the very last minute. So thank you, Art Center staff, for doing so much work on that. And I think it'll be really fun. So we do have something this year. Not what we planned, but we always want to have something. So.
Right. And that, yeah, that's another great place for everybody to feel like an artist, right?
Yes.
And to
yes.
Use whatever, you know, inspires you. And,
yep.
And you know, I love kind of watching because you can see the different strategies people have.
Yes.
Of,
yes.
You know, pondering, looking, you know, carefully considering, and others just like dive right in.
I know. So true. I love that.
So it's a really great thing. And then, like you said, you can come back and visit,
yes.
You know, and point to grandma and say, look, I did that.
I
put that.
That
part there.
Yes.
That's my, you know, work on display.
Yes. And I really think, honestly, these birdhouses are going to be marvelous.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
they
absolutely.
It's very similar to what we did on the Moose, only on, I want to say there are 16 birdhouses, and then they'll be mounted at different heights along one side of the building. So I really think they're going to look fabulous. I'm really proud of the Art Center staff right now.
Yeah.
For doing this. So.
Well, it is an amazing festival, and you have some incredible artists. I know we cannot talk about all 85.
No,
I wish we could, because every one of them deserves the attention. But
yes.
There are maybe we can kind of give people a sense, because we want you to go to that website, and you can search
yes.
Lakeville Art Festival, and it will come up. But just
yes.
So you know, it's a part of the Lakeville Arts Center Friends.org website, which is also an easy link to remember. And right on the front page is the art festival on one of the menu choices up top.
Yes.
So it's very
yes.
easy to find.
Yeah.
And I encourage everybody to go do that, because it is just, there's something about the quality of the pictures and the just the layout. It's so pleasant and just beautiful. So
oh, thank you.
I want to go visit every single one of these artists.
So you should come, everybody.
Is there, you know, tell us some of the stories from this year's artists.
Ooh, well, Ryko, who won the entire art festival last year, she won Best in Show last year.
Oh yeah, that's another thing that we, you know,
yeah.
every there's a you know, awards
yes.
for each
so
of the artists.
So every year our artists win awards. We used to give out 3 awards, just first, second, and third, and now we give out, I believe, 10 or 11 awards. We give Best in Show for the whole art festival, and then we give Best in Show for each medium. So Best in Show for wood or glass or painting or drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really fun. We have an artist dinner on Saturday night for the artists that we host and give out those awards, and it's a really fun, relaxed environment, and so fun to give them those
mm-hmm.
awards. And they're all so supportive of each other, so I love that. Ryko won last year. She's a clay artist out of West Des Moines, and she...
Or is an artist who uses clay as
yes,
her medium.
Yes, she's an artist who uses clay as her medium. She is a very creative soul and comes from an artist family, so both of her parents were also artists who use clay as their medium. Steve and Mikey Cunningham, and from Des Moines as well, and... last year was, I believe, her first year at the festival, and she won the whole shebang. God bless
Ooh.
Her. Yeah, and well-deserved.
Yeah, and I tell you, I went and looked at her and previewed her pieces, and they are stunning. I mean,
yeah.
I have not seen anything like it. They're
yeah.
sculptural, playful,
yes.
Blacks and whites and
yeah.
grays, so it's an unexpected color palette, I think.
Yeah.
They're clearly just... very inviting. I mean,
mm-hmm.
But you have to see the images, and,
yeah.
and of course, she's certainly someone you should go visit. And so that's
Absolutely.
Delightful that she was Best in Show.
Oh, my gosh. And so her parents, Steve and Mikey, won Best in Show in 2014 at the Lakeville Art Festival. So she was really excited to have been at our festival, first of all, and then to have won Best in Show where her parents had done so previously, because she grew up going from festival to festival on weekends with her parents.
Mm.
That was her lifestyle. You know, she grew up with parents who were artists, and she's continued in that vein, which is really, I think, something near and dear to her heart. So her work is in the art center right next to her parents' work, which is really touching.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story, and yeah. Folks should definitely check that out. There are artists from, tell us how far, you know, where people come
Allison
from.
Allison Sweeney is a jeweler who comes all the way from Montana.
Ooh.
Yeah, she comes way from western Montana, so long, long drive, and she drives here. She does fabulous jewelry. And she emailed me last week saying it's just so nice to be able to breathe again. Because unfortunately in Montana, they've had a lot of fires this year and it's been very hot.
Mm.
And so she just said, oh, it's so nice to be in Minnesota right now.
I would imagine.
And she's really appreciating our weather. She was here. She does another festival before ours and then comes to ours. And we're just lucky to have her. She does inlaid. She uses Czech glass.
Mm.
And finds pieces of historical Czech glass and then lays it in silver. It's really beautiful. Mm. So, and just a wonderful person as well. John Traeger, who won Best in Show last year, 2019.
Yes.
Who unfortunately didn't get his due, really, because we didn't do an artist dinner last year because of COVID. So John Traeger's a wonderful man from Rosemont, so not very far away. Does beautiful woodwork, just absolutely stunning woodwork. Makes jewelry boxes and wine bottle openers with exotic and domestic woods, and doesn't dye them, but you would swear he does. His process is amazing. So another artist to look for, Olga Krasavska. Her paintings are wonderful. She's been here numerous years. There's just so many.
And there are some Northfield artists that you'll recognize that
are
there.
Yes, of course, Sue Hams-Knopf, whose name, sorry, Sue, if you heard that, I might not be saying your name right. But she's wonderful.
Her beaded jewelry was just intricate and
outstanding.
Her color palette is bold and beautiful, and she's vibrant, and it comes through in her work.
Absolutely.
Colleen Riley will be there.
Oh, I love Colleen Riley.
And she does clay with the garden stakes, which I think is such a creative way for people to be. And she's always coming up with new ideas.
Yes.
Matt Klooster, I think,
he's from Lakeville.
Is from Lakeville, right.
Yeah.
But he also teaches here and is on the Arts and Culture Commission with me. And
wonderful.
He's an incredible artist. You have to go see his paintings
his
in
color.
Real life. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
I hope I haven't missed anybody, but Carla Brown used to be,
she's coming,
a part of a lot of Northfield. She's since moved away, but she still has, we think she has, you know, the heart of Northfield. She carries
she's very
with her
friendly soul.
Yes, exactly. So but that's just a tiny sampling.
And honestly, it is just so fun to welcome these artists, whether they're people that I've met previously or whether they're new artists to the Lakeville Art Festival. It's really a joy to welcome them to Lakeville.
Mm-hmm. And that's something this festival does very well. You can feel it I've just seen the volunteers, you know, can I get you a drink of water, you know, anything you need, or, you know, just booth sitting, or just a really beautiful spirit there. And so that's evident as you walk through. So it really is one of my favorites. And what do you think that, because I think that there are lots of different art festivals, but what do you think has made the Lakeville Arts Festival kind of, you know, they've built a really fabulous reputation as a high quality arts festival. What are some of the things that you can point to that you've done to do that other people who are listening, you know, might want to keep in mind?
I would say that artists want to come to Lakeville because they're treated well, which I hear over and over and over by the artists. You treat us so well, which makes me sad thinking about how are you treated at these other places? I mean, gosh, you know.
So, that says something, right, that they're bringing that to your attention.
Yes. So we do our best to be welcoming and friendly. We feed them a lot.
Now, that is something that's pretty simple idea, but wow.
Yeah, we do. So they get breakfast both mornings and dinner on Saturday night. That's just a fun event for them to come to and relax after a long day of quote work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also try our best to put on a good festival as far as the quality of what's there. So we do our best to find you know, not everything is museum $15,000 a piece that people can't afford, but it's fun to look at. We try not to have tons of, you know, artwork from either end of the spectrum, I guess, and we find artists who have beautiful, creative work that hopefully doesn't cost, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars.
It's within reach.
Yes, yeah. But good quality artwork and a broad variety of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we try to set up our grounds so that it's easy for everybody. Most artists are in a relatively easy, accessible spot. So if you're an artist interested in coming, it's relatively easy packing in and out, which isn't something that you always find at art festivals. So, and we're relatively flexible with artists as well. And I think that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really just an exceptional art fair. So if you don't have it on your calendar, now I tell you, now is the time. Lakeville Arts Festival is September 18th and 19th, 2021, 10 to 5, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. And just a really excellent show. And I just want to thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Paula. You're wonderful.
It's so great to catch up. I feel like it's been a minute, but it's also must have been like 5 years. I don't know. We're living in this time warp.
No kidding.
But it's just so much fun to be able. And, you know, I think people have to realize that, I think I've said this so many times, but, you know, the roads go north and south, and, you know, we can venture to find things.
Yes.
It's really easy to get to this festival.
Yes.
It's a treasure. So you need to put that on your calendar.
Can I just tell you one more really quick thing? We
Absolutely.
Have a commission sculpture, our first commission sculpture, that will be unveiled on Saturday at 11 a.m., which is a really cool sculpture. If anyone's interested in seeing that, I mean, it'll obviously be there.
Is it going to be a part of the Lakeville Area Arts Center permanently?
Yes, it's a permanent commission sculpture that's sitting on the east side of the building in the near the front entrance, and we have another one coming in the spring as well. So that's another really fun, interesting thing for people to come see at the art festival this year.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing. Any details you can reveal, or is it still a surprise?
Well, I was on the committee, so I know the details. What can I tell you?
The artist?
Rebecca Glassman and, I'm going to forget his name. It's a couple from St. Paul that made it. James Lundberg and Rebecca Glassman
True.
Are the artists. It's called Fossil. It is purple.
Ooh.
Which is really
I'm
fun.
Intrigued.
It's a little shimmery. When you walk around it, you look at it differently as you walk around it, which is kind of fun. It doesn't move, but you'll notice that it looks different as you walk around it. So it's kind of fun.
That has me intrigued.
Yeah.
And so that's
you'll have to check it out.
At 11 a.m. on Saturday, if folks want to see the reveal, which is
the
always
big reveal. The big ribbon cutting. I think it's what it's going to be.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yes.
So thank you for being here, folks. I hope this has inspired you to, you know, think about taking in some inspiration and letting your hair mind and tortoise mind and hair brain take you to those places, and that you know how important it is to support artists and to be a part of the local art community. So that is what I'm wishing for you today. And of course, we'll have more conversations on Art Zany Radio. I thank you for listening to this week's show. This is Paula Granquist, and I want to remind you, don't forget to add some Art Zany to your life. And of course, in the meantime, until next time, enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop, and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-334-7372.